opportunity to vote for Nicholas today. Why has Nicholas chosen to take on the exemption where CEOs can choose not to be elected, but the majority usually put themselves up? I think it's best practice. If you are a director, you put yourself up. You have a lot more moral authority if you've been elected, not appointed. So why do we choose exemption? And I just encourage Nicholas next year to put himself up next year, because I really want to vote for Nicholas. His magazine will be able to run the headline, Nicholas re-elected with 99% in favour. He's under no threat, so I'd invite him to do that next year, if that's all right.
Look, I think we're doing nothing more than continuing the practice when Mr. Moss was the managing director. I'd take issue that most companies do re-elect the managing director. I think the overwhelming majority don't. And I don't see that we're likely to change our practice of the last 20 years.
And on Helen, that's quite interesting what you said about Helen's name coming out of the hat. I actually had a theory about why, one of the reasons why you had changed your remuneration policy was that if you hadn't changed your remuneration policy, Helen, as chairman of the Remuneration Committee, would have got a substantial protest vote against her election. And I was simply going to make the observation that I'm glad she will be re-elected with high 90s, because as REM committee chair, she's seen the light and made the change. Now, Helen's been on the board for 9 years. My wife's the director of the RACV. As soon as she got on the board, she had to sign a thing saying she'd quit after 12 years. 12 years was the maximum, and it's a big, you know, $2 billion mutual. So is it fair to assume that Helen will serve a full term, she'll get to 12 years, and then she's likely to retire, or does Macquarie have a view that there's no tenure limits, and if she's young and fit and strong and doing well, she can go on for an indefinite period?
We do have some tenure rules, but service prior to the date we introduced them, which I can't remember offhand, is weighted 50%. So I'm not quite sure of the precise date of the... Do you know, Dennis? No. I mean, and I think the whole issue of tenure rules is something we may choose to re-examine, but at the moment there are some tenure rules, but service prior to, I've forgotten the year, is only weighted for 50%, which was a transition arrangement.